This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American-made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, someday we are going to look back at what just happened for the last 2 years of COVID, and before that, the stolen election, and now I think the fraud going on in Ukraine, Russia. I mean, is Russia really invading Ukraine? Of course they are. Nobody's making that up. But just like COVID was real, nobody made it up. It was there, but you never had to deal with it the way we dealt with it. Never. It was all about government manipulation and government control, about making government bigger, taking control of your life, making you dependent on government. And I think that's the same scam they pulled with this $14 billion that they passed over the weekend. I think it's done now. If I'm not mistaken, it's done. We're giving $14 billion of our money to Ukraine. And they're never going to see of your lucky 5 cents on the dollar. It'll all be stolen by America's thieves, all the American Democrat politicians, a few rhinos. It'll be stolen on the other end by Zelensky and his political and business allies. And then tucked into the bill, because it was all part of the omnibus bill. So it wasn't like there was a separate Ukraine bill. It was all part of the omnibus spending bill, $1.5 trillion, that's going to make inflation go through the roof. And I have a great friend who's a retired colonel in the United States Army, and his name is Joe. I call him Colonel Joe. And he explained the whole bill for me. Let me see if I can even find it on short notice. Basically, what he said was the entire bill, is just more big deep state government lying to you about everything, and just turning the military into the woke liberal commanders in charge of everything about climate change and critical race theory. Here it is. What he texted me, if you haven't heard, the government budget, and specifically the defense budget for 2022, was signed by Biden as part of that package to fund Ukraine. The establishment snuck a bunch of crap in there to include climate change-related funding for the Department of Defense. Basically, we're seeing these commie inroads, I use the word commie, made so that embedded activists hired in the DOD will help further, Department of Justice, will help further justify increased spending and boondoggle projects as part of the defense budget. So in future years, we will choose to fund activists and their projects instead of actual things that keep our country safe. Same game being played for police departments, he says. Bringing in radicals to build up family counseling services, unarmed officers who are overpaid government social workers. I'm guessing the same thing has already happened with the CIA and the FBI, destroying America from the inside out. We will have the largest budgets in history for defense and law enforcement, yet very little money actually goes to defense and law enforcement. It's all about climate change and lying and brainwashing about critical race theory. And less competent intelligence services, so we won't even know what's coming at us. Here's one more from just a new one just came in. I just read a document that branches off the new defense budget. We basically just created a massive jobs program through the defense bill. University programs, research centers, small business and startups, and actually less for some of our weapon systems. So, you know, and it's not cut and dried why you should be on Ukraine's side in the first place. He points this out. Did you know that the Ukraine city of Mariupol
erected a temple to the pagan god Perun before the war. Russians may have already destroyed it during their siege of the city. This is the same city the neo-Nazis are headquartered in. It's no wonder everyone wants to block Russian news and info coming from that siege. They see Ukraine is full of nuts that shouldn't be getting our help. You know, Ukraine's filled with woke people and nuts, you know? Phew. Absolutely, a communist and Soros-inspired bleeding heart, liberals who believe in all the things that I don't believe in. Why would I want to help Ukraine? And you say, well, Wayne, there's people dying. Well, yeah, but you're going to give money and it won't change anything. The money won't get to the right people. George Soros will siphon off the money and he'll use it to make major campaign contributions to Democrats and support efforts to invade the United States of America with all kinds of communists and terrorists and terrible people who want to soak our middle class and destroy our way of life. What a position we're in. You don't realize how precarious the position we're in. There's almost no coming back for America. When you think about it, you've got Texas. You've got, you know, just Texas and Florida. That's the only reason we're not a completely communist country now, is Texas and Florida. And if you flip either one of them, not both of them, either one of them, America will never elect another Republican. And you'll have people in charge like Obama for the rest of all time, and America will be ruined. And it's so easy, you know, to change Florida or Texas. Biden's trying to do it. You just keep letting everybody into the country and sending them by bus, by train, and by plane to Florida and Texas overnight. Fly them in, bus them in, train them in, and eventually give them the right to vote, if not right away. As soon as you get a driver's license in most of these states, you can vote, just like in Nevada. Any illegal alien automatically gets a driver's license. They're allowed to get it, and when they go to DMV to get their driver's license, they're automatically registered to vote. But when we look back in history, I'm digressing because I started by saying when you look back in history, you're going to just see such a scam carried out on the American people over the topic of COVID. So here's an article that caught my eye. Pfizer and the FDA hid data showing that their clinical trials failed. Who says it? A former BlackRock advisor. In an interview with Naomi Wolf, former, and by the way, two people, Naomi Wolf and Wayne Root, are the two lead plaintiffs in the lawsuit by Donald Trump against big Silicon Valley social media. Right? Trump is suing social media for banning and canceling out people like me and Dr. Naomi Wolf. Naomi Wolf's from the left, Wayne Root's from the right, but we both intersect on certain issues. COVID's obviously one of them, the COVID vaccine. In an interview with Naomi Wolf, former BlackRock investment advisor Edward Dowd explained why Wall Street lost faith in Pfizer and Moderna stocks when Pfizer and the U.S. Food and Drug Administration tried to hide clinical trial data. See, very few people know, like, I'm not an everyday stock guy, let alone every stock in the market. I didn't know that big pharma stocks have dived, nosedived, because everybody knows what's coming. The people in the know that Pfizer and Moderna might even be out of business soon. They all made billions and billions and billions of dollars on the vaccine. But when their clinical data gets exposed and you find out the vaccine killed a lot of people and they covered it up and tried to hide it for 75 years, there's not going to be a company left anymore. And investors know that. That's why their stocks have nosedived. Why would they nosedive when government's putting a gun to your head and demanding you get vaccinated? Well, because they know. These guys have played with the numbers, and they have hoodwinked the American people. So, investment advisor Edward Dowd discussed why investors are dumping COVID-19 vaccine stocks. He's a former managing director with BlackRock, grew BlackRock's growth strategy from $2 billion to $14 billion. And he was introduced, this guy Dowd, by Naomi Wolf, saying he's an extraordinarily kind of courageous, well-informed whistleblower who has come forward to explain to audiences why, in his view, Pfizer has committed fraud. Dowd described how his initial caution about taking the experimental COVID vaccine led him to research data relevant to Pfizer's clinical trials. I learned from a friend in the biotech industry that Pfizer had failed its all-cause mortality endpoint in the initial trial. all-cause mortality is the gold standard in any drug trial at the FDA. When you fail that, the drug is not approved. When Big Pharma and the U.S. Food and Drug Administration were unwilling to release vaccine safety data, Dowd grew even more skeptical about the vaccines and was compelled to speak out privately and publicly about what he believed was a major deception. I got more loud about fraud when the FDA decided to hide the clinical data for 75 years. Well, haven't I been saying this on the show for months and months and months? I'm an investor, so let me say how I think about the world. I don't wait for people to tell me what happened. My job is to come up with analysis, and over time, I'd be proven right. So I don't wait for the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, or the Washington Post to tell me something. By the time that happens, the opportunity to make money is lost. So I started screaming fraud as soon as I saw that, because it's unprecedented to hide data from the public. It was a report from the CEO of a major insurance company that confirmed his doubts. If this vaccine was as deadly and injurious as we thought, we'd see insurance company and funeral home results. These are databases that are being hidden from us by the government. So, unfortunately, in early January, a signal was launched by One America. The CEO didn't really know what he was saying or the implications of it because he didn't think it was the vaccine. But he got on a Chamber of Commerce call in Indiana, and he said in the second half of 2021, he was seeing a 40% increase in mortality, non-COVID. And to put some meat on those bones, a 10% increase, he said, would be a 3-standard-deviation increase, which in math, in my world, is a big deal. This is a 40% increase. Wall Street is listening to me now because they're nervous, and a lot of them got jabbed as well. And if you look at the stocks of Moderna and Pfizer, Moderna's down 70%, Pfizer down 20%. This is fraud. And it's actionable. So, I'll tell you what, I've been on this from day one, and I believe even though that they have immunity, so you can't even sue them. I'll tell you what the American people need to do. They need to sue their employers. Anyone you work for that made you get the vaccine, if you get sick, sue them for $1 billion. Time for class action billion-dollar lawsuits against every company in America that made their employees get vaccinated. And time for billion-dollar lawsuits by parents of children who've been maimed by these vaccines. You can't sue Moderna and Pfizer, thanks to government? Let's take down the schools and the entire system.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend, Wayne Allen Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if, for whatever reason, you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
Hi, folks, this is Wayne Allen Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Project and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Project purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at VetsAndHorses.com. That's VetsAndHorses.com.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water project, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15. Decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Some things that happened over the weekend that caught my attention. William Hurt is dead at 71 years old. And again, I don't have any inside information. I'm not casting any aspersions. But my guess, he's a fairly young guy. Nobody's supposed to die at 71. Especially on an actor who's probably worth $100 million. Who could have the best vitamins, the best personal trainer, the best equipment in a home gym, the best food in the world, could get intravenous vitamin C whenever he wants it. If you're that rich, you shouldn't die at 71. And maybe he died of something natural, you know, normal, like cancer. Maybe. But I would guess he's triple vaccinated. And I would guess that you keep seeing all these famous people dying at a relatively young age, 50s, 60s, early 70s. Famous people with lots of money are dropping dead. Not to mention a 4-year-old child who got vaccinated died of a heart attack 2 weeks later. Not to mention soccer stars dropping dead left and right. So I'm going to go out on a limb and make a guess that William Hurt, being a Hollywood liberal, I'm sure, was triple vaccinated. And it may be another example of all these people who keep dropping dead for no reason, out of the blue. Have you not noticed the amount of deaths going on? And I just mentioned in the last segment how Naomi Wolf was discussing with a big-time BlackRock, you know, billionaire guy, how the deaths are up by 40% non-COVID deaths all across the United States and all over the world. Tom Brady was another issue that happened over the weekend. And again, you're saying, hey, I tuned into your show for politics, Wayne. Why are you discussing Tom Brady? But, you know, that's big news. Tom Brady's back. He's unretired. My guess is he had the most exciting life in the world, and there's nothing like being on that football field with your teammates and throwing a touchdown and reaching the Super Bowl and being a champion, and, you know, 80,000 people are screaming and chanting your name.
And now he goes home for 2 months with Giselle and the kids, and he says, I can't take it anymore. You know, my guess is that's really the reason he unretired. He doesn't want to be an average house husband. He instead of getting up and 60,000 people screaming your name, you're a god. Instead, he wakes up and the kids are like, Daddy, we need eggs. Mommy won't get up. Can you make us eggs? And he's like, I got to get back to football. This is not what I signed on for. I guarantee you. He could take it. Either that or, you know, he's known as a pretty big Republican. He was a Trump fan until they got on him about it, and then he tried to deny it. But he was always wearing a Make America Great cap and a Trump cap and hanging out with Trump. He's absolutely a Republican. Every leader in the world's a Republican. Every coach's a Republican. Every quarterback's a Republican. Tom Brady was one of the great leaders of all time, of course, is a Republican. So he probably saw everything going on in the world and said, holy crap, I better get back to work. Gas is going to be $10 a gallon. I need the money to take care of Giselle. So it was one of those reasons he's back again. My real guess is, well, joking aside, he never really retired. Come on. He was just taunting us all. He's not going to retire. He's going to play till he's 60, at least. Tom Brady's not going anywhere. So he's back with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and is the only guy in football that overnight your team could go from an also-ran to a Super Bowl favorite at the sportsbooks in Las Vegas. Overnight, they went from like 2,700 to 100 odds to almost even money and tied for the leading teams to be back in the Super Bowl. One guy can make that big a difference at the age of, what, 44? Amazing. One of the greatest stories in the history of sports, if not the greatest story ever. Tom Brady. Welcome back. Sons of Liberty is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You all know about all the studies talking about vitamin D3 and how essential it is to your health. A new peer-reviewed study showed mortality rates drop dramatically if a COVID patient has healthy levels of vitamin D. Our favorite CBD company, Sons of Liberty CBD, has partnered with a brilliant team of scientists to bring an amazing new vitamin D product to market. Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray provides 15,000 IUs daily. That's a mega dose. It tastes great, and it's in your bloodstream instantly. Because it's not a pill. It doesn't go through the digestive process in your stomach. So it doesn't get hit with acid that greatly reduces it. It goes right into your bloodstream after you spray it under your tongue. Everyone should think about supplementation with Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray. For my listeners, go sonsofliberty.com. That's the website. Go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product forever when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose Go sonsofliberty.com. Use the code WAR15, and you'll get 15% off forever. I just want to repeat again. I'm not saying I told you so, because people hate when you say I told you so. But I was right, and so were lots of other conservative activists about COVID from day one. All the experts were wrong about everything. All the doctors were wrong. All the scientists were wrong. The masks didn't work. The vaccines didn't work. The lockdowns didn't work. The business closures didn't work. The school closures didn't work. You never needed them. Forcing people to lose their jobs over the COVID vaccine, one of the great insults in world history. And then banning ivermectin and denigrating ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine is what may have killed 90% of all the people with COVID. They never had to die.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. Silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at Silverlungs.com. That's Silverlungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The White House says the United States is keeping a close eye on talks between Ukraine and Russia. Press Secretary Jen Psaki telling reporters there's no evidence that Russian President Vladimir Putin plans to de-escalate or stop the onslaught in Ukraine. President Biden spending part of his Monday delivering a speech in Washington, D.C. to the National League of Cities Congressional City Conference. The president addressing rising inflation, blaming it partly on Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
The current spike in gas prices is largely the fault of Vladimir Putin. It has nothing to do with the American Rescue Plan.
Republicans are dismissing those claims and are instead blaming it on the president and Democrats' spending packages and energy policies. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
The first 10 amendments to our country's constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
back to the show. Tangible Investments is the sponsor of the show. We'll be back in just a second with our interview with governor candidate, state of Nevada, John Lee, a former Democrat who switched to the Republican Party, a well-liked mayor in this state who has switched to the Republican Party, seen the light. We'll be back with John in just a second. I want to mention Tangible Investments because they signed the front of the checks, which means they sponsor my national radio show, so you don't have to spend a dime. So we want to thank Tangible Investments. And I've been trying to sell you guys on the importance of owning gold and silver and precious metals and rare coins for so many months. Tangible's been with us, what, about 8-9 months already? And I'm just, look, I'm a gold bug since the early 2000s. I'm a guy who buys gold, accumulates gold, because it's so, and silver too. It's important to own precious metals. And I always did it because I felt like the United States was spending was so out of control. Now inflation, completely out of control. All those years of me worrying have turned out to be right. Matter of fact, let me look right now. I don't know what gold did today. So I always wind up doing this. I never know what gold does till I actually get on the show. So gold slips a little bit today. Gold is sitting at $1,955 an ounce, just shy of the all-time high. Silver is at $2,529, also pretty high. And so all I could tell you is I think gold is an incredible buy moving forward. You've got to own gold. You've got to own silver. You've got to own precious metals. You've got to own rare coins because the dollar is going to keep dropping, and inflation is going to keep rising. It's only going to get worse. Everything that I see in front of me is a disaster. The lack of grain coming from Ukraine, the breadbasket of the world, the lack of fertilizer coming from Russia, we're not going to have products. There's not going to be food on the shelves. There's not going to be gas for your car. Today, Venezuela turned down Biden and said, we're not going to sell you any excess gas or oil. So the United States of America is so screwed. And it's just, it was a year ago. A little over a year ago, we had Trump. We were energy independent, and gas was cheap and plentiful. It's unbelievable what one man has done to this country. One tragic, rigged, and stolen election has screwed us all and generations to come. But Tangible Investments is the answer. The worst, can you imagine if the worse things got, the more money you made? That's what gold's for. It's an insurance policy. Tangible has 40 years experience and billions of dollars in transactions. Call them toll free, 800-300-8441, 800-300-8441. Tell them Wayne Allen Root, war. Just say those words, war, Wayne Allen Root, and you are guaranteed the best prices in the United States of America and the best customer service. 800-300-8441, just say war. John Lee is with us, mayor of North Las Vegas, Republican candidate for governor of Nevada. I believe North Las Vegas, the third most populous city in the state of Nevada, a Republican candidate for governor. He switched sides from the Democrat Party to the Republican Party. He's seen the light. His website is votejohnlee.com, votejohnlee.com. I've been friends with him for about 15 years, and I always said, long before he switched over, John, you are a Republican. You're in the wrong party. You are a pro-business conservative Republican, and here he is. John, how are you?
Wayne, I'm fine, and yes, you did say that. I always considered myself a Nevadan first. But let me explain something real quick so that the people can understand this. About 14 years ago when I was in the legislature, what happened was we had a gentleman named Bill Raggio, and Bill was responsible for the Republican Party up for the majority in the Senate and the Finance Committee. So we would go up, all us electeds, as Democrats to fight that gentleman to make sure that all the tax dollars that we were generating from down south came back to southern Nevada. And if you were a Republican and you went up there from the south, he pigeonholed you, threatened you with your bills, made your life heck, wouldn't hear your bills. And so basically he could control the state from that office there, the finance chairman. So many, many people had a D moniker by their name. It was not the national D. It was the Southern Nevada D. We fought to bring tax dollars back. If UNR at the time got two buildings, we got one for UNLV. So the national issues that at that time were important were, one was same-sex marriage. I wasn't for that. Another one was the right to life. I've always valued life. I would never be on the other side of that issue. There was taxes. I don't remember ever raising taxes on anybody, except for the time we needed to get another straw at Lake Mead. So the issues that we had back then, maybe four or five issues, and other than that, we all worked for Nevada, Southern Nevada, rural Nevada, Northern Nevada. Everybody had interests, but we didn't try to get rich off each other. We just tried to make sure things were fair. And so that Democratic moniker now is evil, socialist, criminal, horrible. And there's a lot of people who don't have a Democrat by their name are no more Democrat than I was back then. They were just good people. But the party has changed, and it's evil now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, in the old days, I was always a Republican, but most Democrats were liberal, traditional liberal. And then some Democrats were extreme radical. But for the most part, the party was controlled by people that were moderate, insane Democrats. Now, or moderate liberal, you know, not insane. Now they're on the insane scale, and they hate America, and they want to bring America down. And I just don't understand how any Democrat could support critical race theory. I don't know, any Democrat could support open borders. Any Democrat could support leaving Afghanistan, you know, with $85 billion in equipment left behind and 10,000 Americans left behind. How does any Democrat support that?
But they don't. I'm just trying to tell you, I think like 9,000 people last month went to the independent route to get in the election. 800 went to the Democratic Party and new people signed up. I think about 1,500 went to the Republican Party. So basically, a lot of people have lost faith in parties, and we've got to do a better job at letting them understand that the values that we have are the values that they've always trusted. And I find the only place that is in the Republican Party right now.
All right, well, look, we welcome you. I've never been a person who has a problem and is negative and cynical with someone who switches from Democrat to Republican. I say welcome. Welcome to our party. Glad to have you. We've just expanded the tent. Good thing. Great to have you with us. Great that you saw the light. Thank you, John. Let's talk about a new poll. New poll's out. John Lee in second place behind Sheriff Joe Lombardo within striking distance. 3 months to go until primary day, June 14th. Tell us about the poll.
Well, the poll says that Joe's there at 24, 20, whatever, what number it is. He's been high, and then when he announced kind of, and then he just keeps dropping and dropping and dropping. On the other hand, I have focused so hard on North Las Vegas, the success of Southern Nevada. I haven't really went out to the rurals, and I haven't been up north since I was in the legislature. And when you have the title as sheriff, that's a pretty impressive sight. It didn't mean people are voting for him. They just sometimes know the name. But I've hired a very, very good staff, very great people, and we are slowly but surely getting my name out. I've been to all the counties, reacquainting myself with a lot of people. When I was in the legislature, I was chairman of government affairs, which is one of the four most powerful committees in Nevada. And so we're doing a great job. We're on TV. We're a lot of people are reaching out to us, want us to be on the radio.
So where are you in the poll? So tell me, where are you versus Lombardo in the poll?
I am probably about 50% of the people that 50% behind him. Like, so if he's at 25, I'm at 13 or something, you know. But the problem is over 30% don't know who they're voting for yet. So I don't think that's, well, for me, it's not a problem. It's great. The more you find out about John Lee, the more you expect to see experience and excellence in the governor's position. And I think if you choose me, you'll be proud of me as governor.
Well, listen, I know the reasons my people would choose you, meaning my voters, my fans, my supporters, my listeners. We hate socialism. We don't want America to become a socialist, communist nation, and it's headed that way. And you have said that defeating socialism is your number one priority. Why don't you expound on that?
Yeah. So in the Democratic Party, the top five people who ran for the leadership in the party were avowed socialists. So actually, Bernie is now running the state of Nevada. His people are. And so, I mean, you talk about waking up and going, what has happened this quickly? I thought we were just talking about socialism in Washington, watching it slowly in Biden and his administration. But when in Nevada, they came over here and got this state to say they were going socialist, that's more than I could stand. I mean, I just had to stand up to it. I went on Fox News. I mean, somehow the world found out I was leaving. And about four or five radio shows, national shows called me up and said, why are you leaving? And I went on to explain the same thing I'm telling you guys. this country is moving in the wrong direction. And so if we're going to keep moving forward and be the nation that our forefathers left us, we have got to get control of this. So if they get their control in Nevada, they're going to end up probably, you know, we probably won't be a right-to-work state. We'll probably lose a lot of the benefits that we have of freedom here, the gun rights and those kind of things. And then they'll go to other states and go, hey, Nevada doesn't have a problem with this. Why don't you do it, Arizona? Why don't you do it, you know, Oklahoma? And we have to stop this. So the only way to stop this, Wayne, I know I'm taking more of your time, but I want to ask this question. The only way to stop this is, I think there's 28 Republican governors in this country right now. We need 22 more, but you'll not get California, probably New York. But if we got 20 really good, solid people who would run their state like we want them to be run, like a business, like what I do in North Las Vegas, we can put a stop to what Congress is doing. But right now, we don't have enough governors to make enough claims to, we're not going to follow your directions as we need. So we need to fix Nevada to help fix this country. Fix the country from bottom up.
Do you believe the election was rigged in 2020? Do you believe that there was massive voter fraud?
You know, I think that when I first heard about it, I thought, I don't know, that had happened, you know. But I've talked to some people now who have...
Hey, John, hold on one sec. I'm sorry, my bad. We're going to a quick break. Stay on the line. We'll come back with you in the next segment, and we'll get your answer to whether the election was rigged, stolen, what you think, in just a minute. Wayne Allyroot, John Lee, running for governor of Nevada. We'll be right back. Hi, it's Wayne Allyroot, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob, and the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee with a money-back guarantee. Oh, I'm a poet and didn't know it. That's right, money-back guarantee. Now, a lot of people say that, but they don't back it up for 25 years and have better than a 99% success rate. But you can be as skeptical as you want to be when it comes to getting healthy at the cellular level, to losing your fat, reversing all your illnesses and diseases, or virtually all of your illnesses and diseases. You can do this thing with a money-back guarantee. Come on, you skeptics. You've got to love that, man. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Lose your fat. Get rid of your medication. Get rid of your pain and agony. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic. Log on today to EnergizeHealth.com. EnergizeHealth.com.
You know, I've told you how much my feet hurt from time to time, and I've also told you how much I enjoy getting to work, because right here under my desk I have a pair of my slippers, Mike Lindell's new invention with patented fill, the MyPillow fill that, you know, he works in the pillow so well, comfort memory foam, patented impact gel, and it has an indoor-outdoor sole for all-day use. Right now, they are on sale. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, you will see my pillow slippers at 50% off, but only for a limited time. Plus, you'll get Mike's soft cover book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Use my promo code USA. Savings on overstock items, too, at MyPillow.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship.
Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Website, RootForAmerica.com, RootForAmerica.com, it all starts there. My books, there. My TV appearances, there. My video podcast, there. My audio podcast, there. A button where you press at the top to just join my live national radio show, there. A button at the top to join my Vegas show on AM 670, there. It's all, and my commentary is all there. RootForAmerica.com, and you can email me anytime, WayneRoot@gmail.com. Sponsor of this segment of the show, Amio Life, one of my favorite companies. Amio Life joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution three times a day. I drink it like water. I love it. And their natural silver mouthwash three times a day. Make sure I smell good. Silver gel on my face each night before bedtime. Keep young. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize inflation is hitting hard, so they're offering my listeners a special 30% discount on their entire product line. Visit AmioLife.com, 30% off. Use the promo code ROOT30 to save 30% on their entire product line. Or give them a call. Better yet, give them a call at 800-422-8148, 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT30 to receive 30% off, 800-422-8148. All right, we're back with John Lee, the mayor of North Las Vegas, Republican candidate for governor of Nevada, website votejohnlee.com. Hey, John, we ended the last segment with me asking you a question, so we've had a little bit of a cliffhanger here. The election, was there fraud? Was there massive voter fraud? Do you feel like it was rigged? Do you feel like Trump won the election? Very important question. If you understand Republican primary voters, John, this is going to be a tough one for you. I don't even know if you understand what we all think, but I'm hitting you hard here because you've got to know the right answer to win the election. Was the election rigged? Was there massive voter fraud?
Yeah. First off, in 15 of the 17 counties and the rural counties, the county clerks handled the voting. I think they did a fantastic job there. I will tell you, Wayne, on the record, I believe we did not clean the voter rolls. There was gross negligence in how that was handled by the registrar of voters. in those two counties, Washoe and Clark. I think there was inefficiencies in the monitoring at the polls. I had friends of mine who were poll monitors, and the games were played there. And truthfully, I think there were crimes committed, Wayne, that now that I've had a little time to look at it and talk to some capable people, I think crimes were committed, and such that if I was the police chief, I'd look at those crimes because I know that the governor's not going to do it. So I do believe crimes were committed. As this is what you're going to want to hear. As governor, it is the Secretary of State's responsibility to be over the elections. If that Secretary of State does not do anything, I will take this up with an executive order to be able to do that. I have that ability as the governor to go in and check and build commissions and committees and stuff to work on these issues. Wayne, except for saying the Pledge of Allegiance, standing for the national anthem, voting, voter integrity, is the three major things that we do to show a loyalty in this country, and we should trust it and respect it. So, yes, crimes were committed.
All right, and John, if you become the governor, I want you to know something. My opinion is, in Nevada, and I was talking about nationally, by the way, I think it was massive voter fraud nationally, but my opinion is Nevada, the big problem is illegal aliens, and you allow them to get a driver's license. Every single one of them is allowed to get a driver's license. When they go to DMV, it's a fact. This isn't racist. This isn't prejudice. It's a fact that when an illegal alien goes to DMV, they cannot be denied a vote to voter register as a voter. Voter registration, however you want to put it. They aren't even asked anymore. The Democrat legislature passed a law that you are automatically registered. You have to ask them when you're at DMV to opt out. So you're speaking Spanish. You don't speak English. You're not from America. You're not a citizen. You have no right to vote. You're automatically registered when you go to DMV. So anybody who tells me illegals aren't voting is lying. And in California, it doesn't matter because we lose big, Republicans. But in Nevada, every election that's lost by Republicans for governor, senator, Congress, is lost by a few thousand votes. So you know there are enough illegals voting that they're tipping the scale in every election. Just wanted you to know what I think.
No, I think that it's a privilege to vote. I think it's something that we've earned through our whole existence of America. And I also think it's a responsibility of everyone to go get a registered vote and go vote. I don't believe there should be a way you can go on computer and do it. I think that you need to value it. We need to verify that the people who are voting have some sort of ID that proves it to them.
Voter ID?
Wayne, you're not talking about something. You're talking about everybody thinks this way except a few of the powerful Democrats.
That's it. You need voter ID. You need to prove you're an American citizen and prove that you have a right to vote. Everybody has a right to vote if you're an American citizen. If you're not, you don't. Pretty simple. John Lee, running for governor of Nevada, told you that he believes crimes are committed. There was voter fraud. There was rigging. And just gave you his thoughts on what he would do if he was the governor. Put committees together to make sure that never happens again. John Lee, mayor of North Las Vegas. His website, votejohnlee.com. Votejohnlee.com. John, thank you for coming on the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
Great show. Thanks, Wayne. Appreciate you. And good luck out there to all of the good and bad buddies.
Thank you, John. God bless. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root, hour number three coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.